Hey, how's it going, Steve?
What's up? How you doing?
Doing well. Steve, I wanted to start right off with something you did after the drop against the Steelers. Your tweet you sent about God, and are you surprised at how much interest that generated?
Surprised a little bit, you know, but not really, not too much, because, you know what I'm saying? You know, people will have opinions on everything, and then when you touch on politics, religion, and this and that, you know, it's gonna be the most attention shows there. So, I mean, I'm not too surprised about it, but the only thing I was surprised about is how people took it and how they swore that I was just talking about blaming him for everything and it was his fault. You know what I'm saying? Like that surprised me, and you know what I'm saying? I really can care less about what they talking about. I know what I meant by it. That's why I kept the tweet up there and didn't try to change anything on it, you know. So that's the part that surprised me, how they got to twist it.
Were you really questioning, I don't know, the higher power at that point? I mean, is that how low it kind of felt?
Well, I mean, if you put it if something was to happen with you or when other people go through things and they say, oh, why? Like, why this? Why now? You know what I'm saying? And I do that after that situation. It seemed like it was like they've never done that before. Like, they never act. You know what I'm saying? And I was just asking why. You know what I'm saying? Well, where I'm thinking, where okay, I do so much good. You know what I'm saying? Praise and this and that. And I didn't understand why would that happen now. You know what I'm saying? And there's still people out there that may be doing bad and good things are happening. So it's just, you know what I'm saying? It was a learning thing for me, but. I mean, you know, what happened, and I'll just take it for what it is.
Tell us what you see on film from this Patriots secondary, particularly Devin McCourty.
I mean, it's an athletic defense. They're aggressive, talented. But, you know, everybody's like that on Sunday, so especially in the NFL. So, I mean, it's everything that we've seen, you know, and I also seen them breaking those tackles, so I know we got to wrap up and tackle a kid if he do get his hands on the ball. So he's a pretty good cornerback.
How much of a change have you seen in the defense since the last time you played him?
I mean, I can't really say it's too much of a change. They're running the two, the three, cover one, you know what I'm saying? They're still running the same defenses, so, I mean, it's not too much of a difference, you know. They're more comfortable in their places, and that's pretty much the only thing that I can say about it. You know, they're more comfortable and they're flowing. You know, it's not like they're doing the exact coverages. They're more comfortable in their techniques and stuff.
Is Ryan Fitzpatrick a franchise quarterback?
I'll say right now, yeah. I don't see anybody else coming here and stepping in and doing what he's done, and I have full faith in him, and I'm happy to be a receiver for him.
Let me ask you this, Steve. So since the last time we played, you talked about how the Patriots defense hasn't really changed. How have the Bills changed? Is it time for you guys to be taken seriously?
Yeah. I mean, we don't went from wanting to go out there and showing that we can play with a team to going out there and wanting to show that we will win against teams like this. So, you know, that's the difference in the mentality of the team, which Coach Gailey instilled in us.
And since the last time you played the Patriots, you also have emerged as one of the top receivers in the NFL. Coach Belichick was very complimentary of you yesterday in his press conference. Can you just talk about where you came from in your development this season?
Just opportunity. That's all that came from. Like, I haven't done anything, you know what I'm saying, over the top or anything too different. It was just opportunity, you know, and when guys that you know, that I learned a lot from, which is Terrell and Josh Reed, when they end up leaving or when coaches didn't bring them back, you know, it just opened up a spot for me. And, you know, that's where I just had to, you know, do my part, because I've been here 2 years already and I didn't really do anything. So now I got the opportunity. It's like, okay, come on, let's see what you can do. And I have to step up to it.
You guys have suffered a few real tough losses, those overtime defeats this season. How much does it test a team's character? How much does it test a team's mettle to go through something like that?
Well, I mean, hopefully everybody was still on the same page after the losses, you know what I'm saying? Especially playing in the NFL, you don't want to, if you lose the game, okay, now you're hurting, you feel like you're done for the rest of the season, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully the guys are tougher than that, you know what I'm saying? More mental toughness then to let some overtime losses take out their whole season, you know. So the guys never quit. They stayed together and they kept on rocking, as you've seen throughout the season. You know what I mean? We never slowed down, even though we had the tough losses. So it just shows great character in the guys in the locker room.
Can you talk about what you've seen from Devin McCourty on film?
Can I tell you what I've seen from him?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was saying, the defenses are more comfortable and there's five. I was basically talking about, you know, with the corners too. You know what I'm saying? How he plays is more relaxed. You know, he knows what he's doing. Know what he can get away with. I've seen him take chances. He takes a lot of chances because he has great instincts. So I've seen that and just the speed overall. Our athleticism that he has in the secondary, especially with Merriweather being back. He wasn't really playing too much the first time, you know, but now he's out there and he's making a play.
Just one more question, Steve. I know you've probably been only watching film on the Patriots' defense, but have you gotten a chance to take a look at their offense at all? What have you seen? Have you seen any changes in their offense since Deion Branch came in?
No, I haven't been able to check out on in film, but you know I watch TV, so I see him all the time on ESPN and whatnot. So I've seen the plays that he's made and all of their receivers and their offense in general is just nice. You know, Brady does a great job of taking the leadership role and getting the offense where they need to be and putting it in places where they need to go. And the guys are doing a great job. Them receivers are doing a great job of catching the ball and getting runs after the catch. And their tight ends are also pretty sweet too. So, I mean, we know their offense is legit, and we just have to be in a shootout with them. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Obviously, Steve, I know you addressed this earlier, but the emotion you showed after the Steeler game is how big of a role does that play in your game overall? Kind of wearing your heart on the sleeve.
Well, because this is, I don't, like, besides football, I don't have no other job. So, I mean, I have everything in this thing, this football thing. So, you know, when I don't perform to how I feel I should be, you know, I take it hard because, you know, this is how I eat. This is really my life. This is my family's life too. So, you know, I feel like I got to make all those plays. If I don't, I'm super pissed off, but you know that's how it is.
How much have you grown since then?
I mean, I've learned a lot. You know, I've learned how to take things in stride and be able to move on. Not only from that game, though, just from previous games in the past as a team. You know, learn how to you can't really dwell on that week and what happened, and you got to move on to the next week because there's gonna be another team coming in here trying to take your spot. You got to be prepared and focused for that. So, you know, that's pretty much one of the main things I've learned. You know, what happened that Sunday is not going to happen in the next Sunday. So you got to be ready and be able to forget that.
Okay, thanks a lot, Steve. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate it.